Penguin Audio presents Insane City, written and read by Dave Barry. Chapter 1. 2 days before his wedding, Seth was in a cab with his best man, Marty, who was advising him on the responsibilities of the groom. "Your job," Marty said, "is to get hammered." "I've seen the movies," said Seth. "It never ends well." "It's a tradition," said Marty. "The groom, about to give up his old lifestyle forever, spends one last night partying with his buddies, laughing with them, crying with them, throwing up on them," said Seth. "Not on the best man," advised Marty. "That's the function of the lower-ranking groomsman." The cab was approaching the American Airlines terminal at Reagan Airport. "One thing," said Seth, "no stripper." "Seriously? If a stripper shows up, I will run. I will run like the wind." "Strippers are traditional," said Marty. "Strippers are hookers. Remember the one we got for Kevin?" Marty made a face. "Okay, I'll admit hygiene was not her. She was disgusting, Marty. She personally controlled 2/3 of the world's supply of stank. I'd rather get a lap dance from Charles Barkley." "You want us to get Charles? Because I hear he's pretty responsive to fan requests." "No stripper, that's what I want." They were pulling up to the curb. "I got this," said Marty, paying the cabbie, which was unlike him. "You go inside." "I gotta get my suitcase." "I'll get it. You're the groom, man. Let people cater to you." Seth frowned. It was also unlike Marty to cater. Marty was, by nature, a cateree. Feeling a twinge of suspicion.